Any discussion? Mr. Drake?
Is that it?
This is it.
That's it.
I'd like to call upon you if you would announce your name for...
Bob Drake.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Got the wrong one. Sorry.
Go for it.
That, you heard the Federation speak today and trying to work some things out. But for us to recommend that we, that the Beef Board recommends that the Federation breaks away from NCBA would take us back to the days when we had all of the different organizations, which is why we put it together in 1996. And many of you were a part of that. But more important, we need to understand that by the bylaws, that this is the group that makes the recommendation to the Secretary of Agriculture. It's not the executive committee. It's not the officer. It's the people in this room, as you will be doing shortly. I would hope that we would defeat this and take it down because there is efforts being made. But I would also hope that in the future that we do not have confusion, such as on June the 16th, the CBB meeting and with USDA, and it was talked about that the board, that the committee had already voted, the executive committee. They hadn't met. June 17th. Somebody get me some water back there. June 17th in Oklahoma City, there was a meeting with Livestock Market Association, LMA. At that time, a good friend of mine, Billy Perrin, many of you know Billy Perrin, because he fought us to the death on the checkoff, which we had a victory, not a decision. It was announced by Billy Perrin that we were going to finally do what he had been trying to do for years, and that was to break up NCBA. And he asked Vice Chairman Jones in that meeting, is this true? And the answer was yes. Now, that was the 17th. The meeting with the executive committee had not happened. It was going to be on the 22nd. And even at that time, there's no authority. You can answer it in a minute, Tom. There's no authority given to carry this forward. This is the group that would carry it forward. Not the officers. Not the executive committee. But this group, by the bylaws, it has to be in this room. This is such a major move that we are asking the secretary to do. I don't know that the secretary wants us to break apart. I think that she's added, or that the administrator has added, that we could be apart. We can make suggestions. But the administrator stated that the AMS administrator has oversight responsibility. In so many of the areas we've been talking about, it's as if we work for them. In fact, if you'll read the area, all of the rules and the group that's putting it together, you'll see that we work for them. I didn't know we worked for them. I thought we worked for the industry. I didn't have any idea that I had to answer to the Secretary of Agriculture. They are oversight. They don't tell us what to do. They can advise. But when we get up, as was stated by Scott earlier, when we say that we are at, what do you think? Well, we think whatever you think. That isn't the way it works. That isn't the way it works. We think ourselves. We in this room will think. And I will hope that you vote that down and not recommend the Secretary of Agriculture that we break up NCBA and allow it to continue to work. Thank you.
Excuse me, one moment, please. Mr. Jones, the chairman of the executive committee, wishes to make a statement.